Hello, today is Thursday, October 25th, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Dane Connected. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about optimizing U.S. wireless rate plans, features, and other services that impact costs. It may surprise you, but big cost savings continue to be available from optimization. I'm joined by two of my colleagues, Jim Olson and Ben Fox. Jim and Ben both have quite a bit of experience helping our clients assess the cost of their wireless services and negotiating best-in-class deals. Ben, let me start with you. Given how long we've been helping clients with their enterprise mobility needs, it is surprising to me that wireless rate plan optimization is still a big deal.
Well, yes, I think that's a fair point, Joe. So rate plan optimization always used to be about making sure users were on rate plans with enough voice minutes. They didn't go over their allowance. They didn't pay fairly egregious overage rates of 25 to 50 cents per minute. But now I think it has become simpler on the voice side, simply because the enterprises have moved to voice pooling plans that you just optimize at the aggregate level, or there's some combination of flat rate per minute plans and unlimited voice plans. So it's really just about choosing between those two different types of voice plans. And also now, as users are increasingly moving to these newer bundle smartphone plans that give you unlimited voice and text, and you pick a data allowance, which even then pools across all of your smartphone lines, it does seem to suggest that rate plan optimization really shouldn't be a big thing anymore. But yet, at the same time, we still spend a lot of our time helping our clients to optimize their rate plans, and it continues to drive a lot of cost out. So it's really just that the focus has changed.
That's right, Ben. For example, these days, international roaming data plans tends to be a big focus. Not because there continues to be a wide, sometimes confusing array of roaming pricing options and roaming plans, whether it's buying usage bundles upfront, subscribing to daily packages, or paying a per minute, per message, or per MB that you use. There are also smartphone plans that have international data plans built in. When presented with such a wide range of options, users don't necessarily make the right choices, which leads to non-optimal costs, and thus a need to optimize. Another area that requires periodic review is data pooling plans. You want your data pooling plan sized right to prevent costly data overages and to ensure you're not paying for more bandwidth than needed.
So it's also true, Joe, that most enterprises have different types of wireless users, and accordingly their deals contain a variety of rate plans designed, targeted at such different types of users. So some deals still, as I mentioned, have a mix of flat rate and unlimited voice plans. So someone does need to make sure that you have the low users on the flat rate plan and the high voice users on the unlimited voice plan. And some deals also have unlimited smartphone plans, but they might not allow tethering or might not allow wireless hotspot, meaning if you have users that want to be able to tether, they have to pick a different smartphone plan. And deals can also include various different types of data-only plans, some designed for tablets, some for air cards, some for hotspots, each with different data allowances. So the simple fact of merely having multiple types of rate plans in your deals, which of course everybody does, means that some level of periodic optimization is always going to be needed.
And the other thing that happens is the way some of the wireless carriers construct their pricing means that you need to make sure that users have certain add-ons and features even if there's zero cost. For example, no one pays extra for unlimited messaging anymore, yet the way that gets implemented may be a zero-charge add-on. But if that add-on isn't added to a user's profile, the user ends up paying more for messaging. So during an optimized check, we always confirm that all users have the necessary add-ons in order to deliver the intent of the customer's deal.
And that's right, Kim. That's a very frustrating issue for our clients when they realize that they've negotiated, for instance, zero messaging, as you said, but then it's not on their users' lines, and therefore they still pay for messaging. And one of the other optimization issues we see that's a little bizarre, but really drives clients to distraction, is when random rate plans just seem to leak in. So even when you believe you've put all the necessary controls in so that only a very limited set of plans should be available, the ones you've approved, it's true that somehow certain users suddenly seem to be found on other plans. They may not even be in the contract, those plans. They may just be standard consumer plans. And it's never really clear how, but we suspect that what happens is activities such as activating upgrading lines over the phone with a carrier, or when a user does it in the carrier's retail outlets, that inadvertently causes these kind of plans to leak in. So simply catching and cleaning that kind of thing up is all part of any optimization exercise.
So, Kim, what about zero usage devices? Is that still an issue?
Definitely. Zero usage remains an issue, mostly in regards to data-only devices such as tablets, air cards, and hotspots. Identifying and disconnecting such zero usage lines can drive significant savings, but it's important to be careful not to inadvertently reduce your data pool to the extent that the pool is no longer big enough for the users that are left. The other thing we always look out for when we perform rate plan optimizations are the various miscellaneous charges and services that carriers offer. One example is mobile insurance, which isn't normally something customers expect to pay or use, and it's amazing that we still find lines with additional monthly fees for the carrier's branded navigation service. Haven't people heard of Google Maps?
Okay, so as you guys have just pointed out, at least for now, wireless optimization, it continues to be a necessary activity. So what can our clients do to make it easier or less of a burden?
Well, Joe, yeah, I think it's actually certainly true that some enterprises just do a better job of keeping their wireless estates optimized than others. And I think part of that is simply keeping an eye on things, knowing how to use the billing portals and the carriers well and their reporting tools and being able to get access to the data and then scrutinizing that data effectively. But I think the other thing that makes a really big difference is making sure you have a suitably concise list of rate plans and features that are the only ones that should be used, and stopping that list from proliferating into a long list. It's just simply so much easier to keep your rate plans optimized once you decide upon the modest list of discrete plans that you're going to use for different types of users. You know, so having plans for low usage profiles, high usage profiles, power users, and users to travel internationally. But the fact is, the shorter the list of plans that you are choosing from and your users are choosing from, the easier it is to stay optimized.
And the other tip I would say is to lean on your carriers for some of the legwork. Make them provide optimization reports and analysis that you can at least use as your starting point for the optimization exercise, although you have to make sure they follow through and do it properly. We've seen instances where the carrier provides a rate plan optimization report that recommended moving users to a new rate plan that they had just announced and clearly wanted to use, but that new plan was going to increase the customer's cost, not optimize the cost. And my final tip is to simply say that optimized exercises are best done every 6 months or so, less frequently than that, and you're leaving money on the table. More frequently, and you run into problems when you're starting the next optimization before the carrier has even finished implementing the changes from the last one.
Okay, thanks, Kim, and thank you as well, Ben. And if you, the listening audience, would like to learn more about the trends in enterprise mobility and how TC2 can help you achieve some big savings, or if you have other ICT needs, you can contact Ben, Kim, me, or any of our TC2 and LB3 colleagues by giving us a call or shooting us an email. You can also stay current by checking out the content on our websites or follow us on LinkedIn.